Hopping on three jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. You caught like a women's takeover today, man. Yes, it's super lit. Here in the studio with me right now, we're going to get to know her a little bit. It's Flo Milli, viral sensation Flo Milli. We got to get it right. How you doing, Flo?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. First of all, is this your first time in Kansas City?
Yes, this is my first time out here.
How you enjoying it so far?
I'm messing with it. You know, we just been chilling in the hotel for real, so I didn't get to experience it yet, but the ribs good.
Yeah. Oh, yes, yes. That's one thing you got to experience when you're in Kansas City, some barbecue. Come on, yeah. Now. You already know, but you a Southern girl such as yourself. You should know a little bit about that as well, huh? From yeah. Mobile, Alabama. Yeah. How's it like growing up in a city such as Mobile, Alabama?
For me, it was kind of different because, like, I started on one side of it. Like, it's different parts of Alabama and the city I'm from. Like, you got the hood side and then you got the kind of suburban side. I started on the hood side when I was younger, and then, like, when I was around, like, 8, 9, I started to move to the west side. Even though I wasn't the only child, I felt like the only child. Because my sister, she moved out when I was, like, 14. So from there on out, like, I was pretty much the only child. So for me, it was just like,
so it's kind of like a best of both worlds situation. You got to see both sides of the fence, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm kind of glad my mama got us from over there because I feel like I would have turned out different. But everything happened for a reason. So.
Oh, yeah, yes, yes. And I'm glad to have you in the studio talking about this great music. Now, one thing I know is for sure is Mobile likes to party a little bit. Y'all got the Mardi Gras and the Carnival and all that going on down there too, right?
Yeah, Mardi Gras was founded in Mobile.
That's what I heard. See, that's why I wanted to ask you because we all think about New Orleans, but we don't think about Mobile a lot when it comes to that, huh?
Yeah, and it's no shade to them. They just tried to take over it. Like, you know, if you look up the facts, it says, like, everywhere Mobile started it. So,
So one thing I know for sure, or at least two things I know about Mobile, I know about Hank Aaron. I believe Hank Aaron is from Mobile. And, of course, I know about Rich Boy, who's the last person I know that did it real big for Mobile.
Yeah.
So how we going to do it this time with you as far as coming into the game?
Oh, we going colossal. We going global with it. Like, and I'm the first female rapper to, like, actually make it out of Mobile. So it's exciting for me, too, because I used to say that I was going to have that role.
Oh, yeah.
Like, even coming up, because I knew I wanted to be a rapper when I was 11 years old. Like, that's when I knew. So ever since then, I just really been, like, manifesting it subconsciously, like, not even knowing, like, I've been manifesting this.
What made you, as an 11-year-old, decide this is what you wanted to do?
All right, I'm going to be honest. So, you know the show 106 and Park?
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay.
Know about it.
Yeah, so that's what show I kind of grew up on. So I literally, one day I was coming home from school, and I was in the 5th grade. I'll never forget. And Nicki Minaj was playing on the TV. And I remember my sister was sitting on the couch. She watching it because she used to get there before me. And so I literally was just, like, staring. And I was like, dang, like, I want to do that. So ever since that moment, like, I had got a tablet, I started writing, and I never stopped. Like, I always knew that was my purpose.
Do you still remember your first rap to this day?
Yeah.
What do you think about that now? Do you look back and, like, oh, I actually wrote that? What was I thinking? That's what you was thinking then?
Yeah, like, actually, I'm going to be real. Like, I feel like I did pretty good for an 11-year-old.
Yeah.
The stuff I was saying, even though it wasn't, like, metaphor bars, but I think I did pretty good, like, not having no experience.
Is Nicki one of your influences as far as hip-hop is concerned?
Definitely. I have to be honest, you know, like, I'm not for all the women against each other thing, but, like, for me, honestly, answering that question, yeah, I can't say that she wasn't. I'm not about to sit up here and be like, no, I started rapping on my own. I saw her. That's who was around when I was young and I was coming up. I can't say it was Lil' Kim or Missy Elliott. I grew up watching her, so.
Yeah, yeah. I know she's influenced a lot of people in the game right now, still doing her thing. But you're trying to aspire to be on that level, if not higher, pretty much, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So tell us about this single we got in the party, man, because that one's jamming right there. I just checked it out a while ago. You definitely ready for these clubs to react to this, huh?
Yeah, for sure. In the party, I wrote that when I was still in college. Like, it was in the process where my first song was blowing up, and I was still enrolled in college. Like, I was going. I literally left. It was one day I had a class, and I left that class, and I went to Wendy's.
Yeah.
And I was in Wendy's parking lot, and me and my friend Caitlin, she rapped too. We was just in the car, and we was on YouTube just looking for beats. Because, like, we both was aspiring to, like, do it, but we was just like, we got to motivate each other. So we looked up some beats on YouTube, and I came across that beat for In The Party, and then I just, from there on, we was just, like, plan to be over and over and just right into it for real.
Is that the vibe that we're gonna get from Flo Milli whenever we get the full album and all that good stuff? Yeah. It's pretty much a party vibe then, huh?
Yeah, pretty much a party, you know, bad chick. You know, standard things in 2020, that's important.
Yeah, and you're big on social media as well. So I see you went super dumb viral, Twitter and all that. Tell me about that and how that's been adjusting to that with the fame and all that good stuff.
It's been challenging, but it's not too hard. Like, I'm enjoying it for the most part. Like, I love the love that I get, but to be real, like, I noticed the fake love too. So yeah, it's kind of like, that's what comes with it, and I'm used to it, but like, coming up, watching my fan base grow on social media really just opened my eyes to know how powerful it is.
Yeah.
And how, like, it's just interesting to me because I'm real spiritual. So, like, I look at it differently than how everybody else look at it. Like, I look at it like God created social media because this was a way out for other people, you know. Because, like, back in the day, it was pretty much harder to get famous than it is now.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You can hop on social media and next day you got a record deal.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So it's like, I feel like God kind of put it there for people, you know, that deserve to get blessings and stuff.
Yeah, like, if you literally blow up today, you've earned it pretty much, right?
Because, yeah.
I mean, you really can get your music out there really easier compared to, like you say, even 10, 20 years ago. So that's real, yeah.
And it's different because, like, now, like, it's pros and cons to it, too, for real, because, like, back then, you had artists that were, like, working for years and years, like, selling CDs, that were getting that practice of being an artist. But now it's like, you can be working behind the scenes a little bit, and then you put your music out, and it's already viral. You're famous. With no artist development, you just gotta be yourself, and you just gotta, like... So it's pros and cons to it. Like, I feel like back in the day, it was better, but it was also harder to get in positions now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you just got to take advantage while you got that opportunity, then, Flo. Yeah. That's, you already know the biz, then.
Yeah.
That's what's up. All right, so when we going to check you out as far as music and all that? When can we expect it all out in the streets and all that good stuff so we can definitely hear what you got going on?
Yeah, before the summer, we're definitely trying to get a project out there.
Okay.
Get something for my fans. That's why we dropping, like, singles simultaneously to just, you know, tease them a little bit, and then we're going to drop a full project.
All right, so if they want to follow you to get all those teasers and make sure they know to stay up to date with you, where can they follow you at?
You can follow me on Instagram. My Instagram name got a cussing word in it.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if I can cuss, but it's,
there it is. But, all right,
yeah, Flo Milli comes before that, and then on Twitter it's _FloMilli, and yeah, that's pretty much, that's all I get on, honestly.
There you go. Make sure you follow her and see what she got going on. And appreciate you coming through the Playmaker Show. Show us some love and look forward to see what you got coming up here in the near future.
Thank you.